Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about your love life. I don't mean in a romantic sense. I mean to you in the way that you love other people. Look here, Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 43, it's Jesus speaking in the Sermon on the Mount, and this is what Jesus said. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Now, in this broad section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus dealt with the way many people of his day misunderstood the law of Moses. Here, Jesus dealt with the law about loving our neighbor. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." Now, it's true. The law of Moses commanded that you shall love your neighbor. That's in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Yet some teachers, in the days of Jesus, they had added an opposite, and I might say an evil misapplication. They added an equal obligation to hate your enemy. Now, Jesus, who knew, of course, the true intention of the law, said, "But I say to you, love your enemies." Jesus reminded us that in the sense God meant it, all people are our neighbors, even our enemies. To truly fulfill this law, we must love, bless, do good, and pray for our enemies, not only our friends. The way God sends rain to both the just and the unjust is an example to us. We are also to love our enemies and bless them if we can, and in doing so, we show ourselves to be sons of our Father in heaven. And Jesus seemed to make the sense even stronger when he said, "For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? What do you do more than the sinner?" We should regard it as no matter of virtue if we merely return the love that other people give to us. Jesus taught us the character of the citizens of his kingdom. We should expect that character would be different in God's kingdom than the character that we see in the world. You see, among God's people, they are to be renewed, repentant, and redeemed by Jesus Christ. In God's kingdom, those citizens of his kingdom can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. The citizens of God's kingdom have the Spirit of God dwelling within them. And by the way, the citizens of God's kingdom have a better future than other people do as well. So, here's the question for you. Do you have enemies? People that work against you, and you perhaps work against them, then choose to love them, pray for them, and look for a way to bless them. That is the kind of love life that Jesus lived, and he wants to live out through his people. So today, look to Jesus and let him love your enemies through you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.